Well, my uncle and auntie came over here in 1917, and they were just after they were married, and they lived in a small house down by Kelly Dam. It was built by the Haskett brothers, which was actually the Kelly Post Office. And they took that on. That was in 1910 they built that. And so in 1917. And then in 1918, the government obviously asked them to become an official weather report, rainfall recordings. And then when they left there, they were there for a few years. And when they went down to live on their farm, which is not just down the road, a few years later, I don't know actually when, but they took the post office and the rainfall recording with them. The post office was closed later on. I don't know, really don't know how long they had it for. And then when they left in 1936 to go to Adelaide to live, my mother took over the rainfall recording from then. So that's come up, and we've had it since 1936. And that, when she passed away in 1953, became in the hands of my brother and myself. And when my brother got married, his wife, Molly, kept on with the sort of the paperwork, and we all still all did the recording. We all go and measure the rain. But then when they left and went to another property, well, then Selma and I have taken it on since then. So in 1986 they went out to head the farm, so we've had it since then.
So tell us, Austin, what you have to do each day as the recorder.
Actually, a daily job is to record the measure the rain when it rains. So that's the only job we have to do. And this is no difficulty because everybody's watching the weather for rain, and so they race out and measure, see how much rain they got. So it's no big deal. And now that's what we do. We raise it, and we have to measure it at 9 a.m. in the morning, around about that time, as near as you can, and then record it on the copy they give us to write on, and every month, that month is sent down to Adelaide and as an official reporting, and then that continues on from every year, year after year.
What do you enjoy about being involved with something like this?
Well, it's something we do enjoy it, the fact we do it, but I think it's just something we've done as long as I can remember, so it's just sort of grown up with it, really. And the fact that we had the official reservoir rainfall, I suppose, case it doesn't mean, well, I suppose it means something, but I mean, it's just how it eventuated, I suppose.
What have you noticed with rainfall patterns over the years? Is there anything that stuck out to you?
Well, I think the main thing, I think, is that I think we've had our lows and highs and poor years and bad years, they're nothing new. But I think the thunderstorms are the things that we miss on, because we don't get the rain, water-catching rains that we need to fill the dams. And we've got a dam up there that's 10 years, it hasn't had water in it. And you find that around most of the district, really.
What's the biggest rainfall that you've recorded?
Well, the biggest rainfall is in 1946. Yeah, 432 millimetres, points, it would have been points of that. Now, hang on, they've got it in millimetres here, so it's 430 millimetres.
So compared to what you might see around Kimber, that would have been probably a pretty big year.
Oh, yeah, it was, actually. It was quite a big year, actually, but in those days. And we've had bigger cropping years since, but it's the rainfall, yeah, when you need it. Quite often we get the heavy rain and it's the wrong time. You know, you get harvest time or something like that. That's usually benefit for the next year anyway if it's a heavy rain, so it doesn't miss out much, I suppose.
And can you see yourself doing many more years of the rain gauge records?
Well, I hope I'll be doing it as long as I live, I suppose, or physically fit to do it, I suppose.
Kimber rainfall recorder Austin Eats. Roloff Hobie from the Bureau of Meteorology was on hand to present the Eats family with the award of recognition for being recorders for more than 100 years. He says the BOM would not be able to do the work they do without the volunteer recorders.
Very important. A good number of them are volunteer, numbering in the high 600s across South Australia. And their participation in our program of rainfall recording contributes greatly to a better understanding of rainfall patterns, not just in their local area, but their districts and more broadly the state and indeed the nation. So they are a vital component to the climate record.
What would the Bureau do if you didn't have these volunteers doing this work?
Oh, I really couldn't entertain the idea, Brooke. It's just always been there. And as I said, when you consider the number of people who are doing this, not just in South Australia, but across the country. It's easy to understand how this underpins the entire climate record, and without it, we would be a lot worse off.